Hello, everyone. Economic Ninja here. We have news about the BRICS. They are getting stronger. They are getting larger. They are making moves that is being not reported in the mainstream media. Today, we're going to talk about them forming a parliament to oversee alliance and additional de-dollarization. 3 years ago, when I started this channel and I started talking about the BRICS alliance, a lot of people in the comment section would mock the even thought that countries would come together and form a united front against the US dollar. So many people, even a year and a half ago, in the comments section would say, there's no way anyone is going to overthrow the dollar. It's interesting because back then, there was very little press about it. Now the press is picking up, but now what I think is happening, quite frankly, and type one if you agree, the people that didn't think it was possible to overthrow the dollar are now watching the news headlines with our president that is just babbling, our government that is in just straight up war with each other. There is nothing happening. There's no two sides to this government. It's like the government is all just one big glob of jelly jiggling around doing nothing except for stealing the money out of our pockets. Type one if you agree with that. And I think what's happening is now people are starting to wake up to the fact that we are not a government for the people, by the people. We are a government that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And I hope you understand that the only way we as Americans, and I hope there are other people watching this from other countries, hashtag what country you're in right now. If you're not in America watching this, and I want you to tell you this, the only way that we as Americans, because 98%, I truly believe, of this country are good-hearted people, people that just wanted to be left alone, wanted to be left alone, wanted to just raise their children, have a good life. Well, now it's time to get into this fight. And the only way I honestly see, the only way I understand there to be a way out of this is if we take back the money, the control of the money. Because the government became as strong and powerful as it is because of the control of money. And that's what we need to do. We are here to occupy the land, meaning own it. And I'm not going to turn and run away from this behemoth that we call the US government. We need to take back the money. How do we do that? We get out of debt and then we start to buy assets, real assets. That is the only way. Type two, if you agree. If we take the money back from the money changers, the money controllers, and we carry the money, that is what the government has always been afraid of the most, is the middle class, because it has massive buying power and voting power. All right, this story is out of Watcher Guru. It's entitled BRICS to Form Parliament to Oversee Alliance and De-dollarization. If you are not preparing for this, for a day where the dollar is kicked off of its throne, which is any day now, It's happening in rapid format. It's happening in rapid fashion. Then you're going to be on the sidelines. If you are not exchanging your dollars for other things, like paying off debt, that's the number one thing. I know it sounds crazy. There are people in this country that have a ton of money in the bank. There's some people, but they also have debt. Get out of debt. As this whole thing comes crashing down, you're going to want your balance sheet looking tight, high and tight. Because you're going to want to then take on the proper amount of debt. I know this sounds crazy. There's a way to take on debt the proper way, how the rich people do it, inside of companies, inside of entities, and you're going to absolutely crush it. You know, RJ here says to make sure people understand to be prepared for disasters, both man-made and natural. He lives north of Houston, and much of the city is still without power. Be sufficient. Don't count on the government. I could not agree more. I was in Austin the other day and there was a lady bringing in an ice chest and we struck up a conversation and she had left Austin because her house was not destroyed. There's tree down everywhere, but they weren't going to live like a week without air conditioning and that's insane humidity and heat. So they drove to Austin, stay in a hotel. And that is actually what the government wants. The government wants you freaking out, scared, and pathetic when a disaster hits, rather than you being able to not only take care of yourself because you have some emergency supplies, water, food, and things like that, but then being able to help your other neighbors. They don't want that. See, they want you depending on them for everything. That is why they're getting richer in Congress. That's and And I wish we could vote term limits, but you know what? It's just not, our government's not set up that way, because Congress would have to authorize it. The best thing we can do is vote all of them out and vote a whole new set in. Type 3 if you intend to do that. I always do that. I vote the last guy out by voting the new guy in. And that's what's important. So it says here, as it continues to grow, we're talking about the BRICS, and expand its functions, the BRICS bloc has announced plans to form its own parliament. Indeed, the entity would oversee the alliance and its functions and facilitate continued work on its most important projects, such as its ongoing de-dollarization initiatives. Now, let me explain why they're going to want to set up a parliament. They want this to be a user-friendly or a new invitee-friendly organization. When they set up things like a parliament, they're able to go to other countries that they are recruiting. And yes, BRICS are actively recruiting, okay? Of course, you have to, as a country, you have to go through a massive selection process. And that's part of the recruitment process. When you make everyone feel like once you get in, you are in, it makes you as a country want to be a part of this more and more. What they do is they're able to say, look at how we're setting up our own laws and rules so that one country can't take advantage of another country. It will be a fair process. That is exactly why they are going to do this. This is not a small deal. It's a big deal. While Europe is a total basket case and is collapsing before our eyes, the US, its closest partner, is a jiggling bowl of jello. Its government can't get crap done and is arguing on one side, then it slaps over to the other side and it just goes back and forth. Nothing is getting accomplished in our country. The world is walking away from the dollar, which means we will have zero power. Our power came from the ability to print money, push inflation off to other countries and build our military and then take that military and go attack other people that would go against our dollar standards. That's the only thing that they care about. Remember, when 9/11 happened, we went where everyone thought we were supposed to go. We didn't go there. We went to Iraq. Why? Because Iraq had announced that they did not want to sell oil for dollars anymore. That is a perfect example. I hope you are understanding this. Says the plan, again, we're talking about BRICS, but I keep having to go off on these little offshoots to explain why BRICS is going to win, okay? And trust me, I don't want to see BRICS win, but I also don't want to see America be the bully of this world. I want to see our country go back to helping other countries, to helping, not hurting. We're hurting countries all over. The plan, it says, for the parliament was announced in a recent statement from Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking this week, Putin said the bloc doesn't have an institutional parliamentary structure yet, but I believe this idea will be implemented in the future. It says, since the 2023 summit, the BRICS bloc has seen tremendous growth take place. Not only has it introduced four new members, but, and we're talking about member countries, but it has set off to create monumental economic and political instruments to strengthen its position in global affairs. The next phase of that has now been announced. They're talking about the parliament. Now, you remember, we've got the G8, the G20, whatever, all these G numbers, right? And it has to do with the countries that are involved in that summit, whatever summit we're talking about, G6, G7, whatever, G8. And there's times where Russia, the U.S. said, hey, Russia, you're not allowed to come in. Russia has been on the forefront of forming the BRICS, along with China. Those two countries are saying, we aren't going to be pushed out anymore. The U.S. is trying to kick Russia out of things and fund a war against it while it's trying to sanction China if China helps its partner. The whole world is watching this. This is not a joke. So, here's the thing. A lot of you were probably saying, what can I do about this? What can I do about this? Come on. This is world news. Well, wealthy people understand global affairs so that they can then understand what's about to happen in America and position themselves properly for success and not failure. Okay? And that's what we need to be thinking about right now. Globally, the world is turning against the dollar. which means the dollar is going to be losing value. Ironically, the dollar is going up right now because there's still a moment as everything is collapsing around the world. The economy, world economy, is being split into two. The Western world, you know, Europe and America, along with Canada. Canada says whatever Europe says. Sorry. They give their allegiance to the Queen and America, right? Those three countries. And then you have everybody else. You've got the BRICS alliance, along with a bunch of countries around that are watching this. They're sitting on the sidelines and they're going, oh, this looks interesting. Yet all of them, all of those countries are doing something that our country is not. That's buying gold. Now, a lot of people would say that America doesn't have to buy gold. It's got more gold than anybody. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I do not believe that we have the gold. I believe that we have been lying about it, like so many other things. And the reason why I know this, I believe this to be true, is because of what happened with Germany back in 2015 when they asked their gold back. The Federal Reserve said, sure, it'll take 7 years to get your gold back. Who says that? That was because it was sold. It was repatriated. It was sold out to other countries, put on a contract. So Germany sent a delegation here to look for their gold. They came back screaming in the Germany press. We did not cover it. I went and followed it. They said, America does not have our gold. I believe there are other countries. I believe Venezuela sent a warship to New York Harbor to go pick up its gold. This stuff goes very unnoticed, but you have to understand that right before Nixon took us off the gold window, France was leading the charge in telling countries, the U.S. doesn't have our gold, go and get it back as fast as you can. They don't have the gold that they say. And they were silenced. The gold window is shut. And we need to realize how big of a deal this is. So here's the thing. The whole world is buying gold at a rapid pace. I'm doing the same thing. I buy some and I vault it. I can't tell you what to do. I'm just a dude with a bro act and a dream. But I have a feeling, just a hunch. And type 10 if you agree with me. As gold sits near its all-time record high, and this is before interest rates have been cut. You know, the last time interest rates started getting cut, gold was dropping in price. This happened in 2007. 2007 is when everything was coming apart. I know it sounds crazy because everybody remembers the crash is 2008. The crash happens when the dumb people figure it out. All right, I'm being real here. When all the masses of the sheep go, oh, wait, that's a cliff right there, and we're all falling off it. Oh, it's too late. We're falling off because we followed the person in front of us. The crash actually happened in 2006, and the Fed started lowering rates. End of 2006, early 2007, dropping them aggressively. And when I mean aggressively, I'm talking about 25 basis points, but every time they could, they drop, they drop, they drop. They pause a little bit, they drop, drop. And then the real big, the 50-point basis drops and things like that came afterwards in 2008. But by and large, you have to understand that when that happened, gold was actually going down in price. Right now, we have rock solid gold numbers right now, all time highs. And they're getting ready with bated breath. And the narrative is that a drop in rates are coming, which it will, which will send gold even higher. But now that the truth is coming out where people go, oh, when the Fed drops rates, that's bullish for gold because they're doing other things to stimulate the economy. Let me ask you this, hashtag your favorite investment right now. I just want to see it as we're talking. Because there are people that are buying Bitcoin because it only has a finite supply. It's proven on the blockchain. You can't fake it. If you think you can fake a Bitcoin, you really don't know what you're talking about. So that's okay. You can say what you want. You're not going to sound that bright. There are a lot of people buying silver, XRP, gold, things like that, right? There are people that are buying dinar, right? There are people right here in this group, as you can see, everybody typing in what they're doing. They are moving away from the dollar. Ninja Nation is moving away from the dollar. And what is Ninja Nation? It's a group of people that are getting prepared and they're not scared because they're prepared. And not only that, they understand that this is a war that's going on and it takes all of us to get into this fight. As real estate collapses, are you going to be ready for it? Or are you going to sit on the sideline in like in 2009, 2010 and watch all of those homes go on the market and be sold for way less than they were a mere couple years ago. That's why you need to be ready. That's the ultimate class of wealth right there, honestly. And when you take your silver that goes up in price, your gold that goes up in price, your Bitcoin that goes up in price, and then you turn around and you sell it and you exchange it for an asset that dropped in price, getting ready for that next cycle, you're going to absolutely crush it. So I'm not going to sit around and wait for CNN to tell me that, oh crap, the dollar's done. And it's not going to be gone. It'll always be here. They'll print the crap out of it. And inflation will get worse. I don't care what the government numbers say. Inflation is going to get worse before it gets better. But the scary thing is, the next time inflation actually truly gets better and goes down in real terms, honestly, it's going to be because of a new type of currency that comes out. A currency that will be digital. And you will not have a choice. You will have to take it. Because you're not in control of the money supply. The government is. Unless we deem the government worthless. Now, this is a massive undertaking. The only way you can deem the government worthless and they truly become worthless is if we can get everybody that's on the government dole off and independent and wealthy. I'm trying my hardest. And if you understand what I'm trying to do, I thank you for hitting the subscribe button. I thank you for your comments. I thank you for following me on other channels. I'm not only a dreamer, I'm a realist. And I do believe that we as a people, and if you look at it going down Main Street now with what the t-shirt, the clothing that people are wearing, they're standing up for their beliefs. They're voting with their dollars and boycotting certain and causing companies to go straight up bankrupt. We have the amount of people to fight this war and win. We just need to reach them. So again, I sincerely thank you for everyone that hits the subscribe button, shows the algorithms that this is the kind of stuff that you know is going to work and not just some idiot sitting there reading headlines and talking about what happened 3 months ago. We're looking into the future, and I honestly believe that our future is bright because it's not about me and it's not about you. It's about us working together. I hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.